And there's something unusual happening at the annual ExxonMobil shareholders meeting today in Dallas. They're discussing climate change. Investors are pushing a set of resolutions challenging the company's long-term plan for it. Natasha Lam is the Director of Equity Research and Shareholder Engagement at Arjuna Capital. That's the investment company behind the climate change proposals. And Natasha, the proposals include a demand for a climate expert on the board, a demand for some kind of annual assessment of how investors' money, Exxon's profits, will be affected by climate change. Tell us more.
Well, our proposal is asking the company to fundamentally shift its business strategy, in essence, to shrink the company, focus on profitability, because a growth plan in the 21st century is simply not tenable. That's what worked over the last century, pulling as much carbon as quickly as possible out of the ground. And now in the face of global climate change, that is just not going to work. So we're asking the company to return more capital to shareholders so they can take that capital and reinvest in companies that should be growing this century and really focus on value and become a smaller, higher yielding company.
Well, so for instance, you're asking for more stock buybacks because reduced demand for fossil fuels is going to mean the reduced value of the stock that your clients hold. But you know that you're seen as something of a Trojan horse. You know, a company that's created to help investors invest sustainably instead of maybe protesting outside the buildings as has happened in the past, getting into these shareholder meetings. Why should Exxon, you know, what you're essentially asking is for Exxon to kind of plan its own demise?
Well, actually, our goals are mutually reinforcing, and we're asking the company to change really in light of its own enlightened self-interest. The fact of the matter is investor capital is being put at risk. We have clients who are long-term holders of Exxon stock, and they see the writing on the wall. You know, frankly, Exxon is facing two physical constraints. One, we can only burn so much carbon and pump so much CO2 in the atmosphere without it leading to catastrophic climate disruption. And two, the easy oil is drying up, and the marginal growth is coming from high-cost, high-carbon projects such as deep water and oil sands and Arctic. And those are so expensive to develop that over the last 10 years, Exxon has actually tripled its spending looking for more oil. At the same time, profitability has gone down 68%, and it went down 46% even before the oil price drop last year because of this increased spending trying to keep up a facade of growth. The fact is, the company cannot grow, and it needs to seriously consider how it's planning for the century. We'd like to see Exxon have a thoughtful, organized plan moving forward to shrink, but to do so profitably.
Well, and what do you hope happens today or in the votes on these resolutions? They're probably not going to pass, but will even a big vote, you know, be a win for you?
These votes are advisory. So even if you get a majority, it doesn't mean the company has to act. These proposals are sending a signal to management. They're sending a signal to the board, and they're sending a signal to the public that business as usual is not tenable, cannot continue, and there needs to be a shift in strategy.
There are many activists doing this. Your company was formed 3 years ago. But as you said, you have longtime investors. Have you met with investors who are shifting on this, who for years were seeing their dividends come in from oil and looking the other way? And by the way, there was that devastating report, the Los Angeles Times and Inside Climate News, that's claimed that Exxon scientists were burying knowledge that they had about climate change back in the 70s. Exxon denies that. But have you seen longtime investors suddenly sit up and say, wait a second, I'm changing my mind on this?
Absolutely. I mean, you've seen the Rockefellers who founded Standard Oil, which is the parent company, divest. And I think, you know, the divestment movement has been very strong. Investors are standing up saying this is not okay. For those investors that remain and are engaging with the company and asking for change, they've actually seen their capital distributions go down at Exxon for the last 3 years. So when you look at dividends, they've been going up slightly each year, but that only tells half of the picture. Capital distributions went down 35% last year, and that includes share buybacks. And this year, they're projected to go down 50%. So what was, you know, once a solid, you know, long-term play, long-term hold, has really become more vulnerable. Exxon has become more vulnerable. They recently lost their AAA credit rating that they've held since the Depression. So times are changing, and if they want to survive, they need to change too.
That's Natasha Lamb, Portfolio Manager at Arjuna Capital. Natasha, thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin. I appreciate it.